What's up, Fandom Night? Episode 2, A New Hope Changes.
Welcome to Fandom Night, the show that changes something every single time we release the show. Again, and yeah, so we're going to talk Star Wars.
Do you want to know why we change everything? Because, or every single time? It's because we fucking can.
And
well, I mean, it's our show.
And hatred for the fans, maybe? I don't know.
Wait, we have fans?
Yeah, wait, what fans?
I thought we were just talking to the dead space of the internet.
Yeah, so, we're just throwing something out into the ether for no reason just to do it.
It is finally time that we discuss some Star Wars. And no, you cannot borrow my digital copy.
Well, why the fuck not, Bill?
I'll give it right back!
I need to use it.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
So, we are going to talk the changes of Star Wars, good and bad, one at a time. We are starting with Episode 4, A New Hope. And just so everybody knows, that's the first change. This was not Episode 4.
Yeah, it started out as just Star Wars, and then later on, they change it to Episode 4, A New Hope.
Okay, yeah. That's change one. Good or bad?
I have no issue with it. Even though
I think it's good.
Because I think
it expanded the history immediately.
Yeah. I mean, I remember hearing that George Lucas wanted to kind of base the Star Wars series off of, like, the Flash Gordon series.
He had already, I don't believe it was a giant, immense script, but I do believe he already had a backstory written. So he was starting, because we were literally in the middle of the war when the thing started. From what we were witnessing. Like, it was already going on.
Yeah.
So, it is feasible that when they change it to say, this is Episode 4, that doesn't bother me, actually. So, before we move to the second part, it has been brought to my attention that we introduced nobody. So, I am William Bush, Reploid Bill. Go around.
Seth Lovell Sario.
Scott Action Jackson.
And Nick the Broken Paladin.
just slap some healing magic on it. I mean, literally slap.
Next change.
Sorry, I'm out of mana.
Salve it up.
Blue Paladin needs healing magic.
The next slightly small change is to the land speeder.
What the fuck did they do to my land speeder?
Land speeder I like. That's good.
Yeah, what did they do to my land speeder?
It's less blurry underneath it.
It used to be that an actual like truck thing that they would drive around in the city.
And they had a large blur.
Yeah, and there was just a blur effect under it that made it look like a bunch of heat was coming down or something. And now, because of the CGI, that's the original. The new, it literally looks like it is hovering.
Oh
yeah,
I actually like that. I'm okay with that change.
I kind of liked the old blurry effect though.
I could see the tires.
I could, but then again, I wasn't staring directly towards that. Like, I was like, holy shit, it's flying! This is amazing! Yeah,
the blur wasn't that bad, but if it's more clear now, I like it.
I was about to say, yeah, we're all good.
So the third is, R2-D2 is actually hiding behind rocks when those sand people show up. They actually got rocks in front of R2 now.
Instead of where he was just standing out.
He's just standing in like a little
cave
thing.
In the original, he was literally just standing out in the open as if he was unseeable.
He's like, you cannot see me.
Greatest hide-and-seek player ever. I'm blue and white in the middle of the desert. Nothing can see me.
Yeah. He stood out so bad. No one can see him.
Wow.
You want to know why? It's because usually when you lose something, and I say lose very loosely, and it's sitting right out in the open, and you're looking everywhere for it. You always glance over it.
No, you're kind of right.
At least 10 times, until you're like, it's right there.
It's weird. It's like, okay, how is R2 able to get back there?
Actually, yeah, that looks
is
bad.
True.
Yeah.
That looks very bad to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Because there's no way R2 could have fit back there.
All right.
Absolutely zero way. Yeah. Even if he did this little plotty thing, he's still too fat to get in there.
Too bad.
And he can't suck it in. I'm sorry.
I'm going to call it... Look, it might just be the angle, because sadly we're staring at pictures and not actually seeing it.
No,
so it's
that rock is still in the way. He is too fat to get in there. Robots can't suck it in like we can.
Yeah, I know that, but at the same time, like I said, it could just be the angle. You know what I mean? Like, there could be a wide enough opening to the side, and he can, you know, scoot his happy ass in there, but...
I'm not seeing it,
man. I don't know.
I'm just not seeing it. He's too fat.
Too fat. I think it is a bad change because maybe if it would have been like, if it would have panned across a little bit and you would have seen like that he would have been able to shuffle sideways, but he looks like he's just somehow wound up inside of a wall.
Especially considering how fast he might have had to get in there.
So
yeah, R2's never been known for his speed.
It's not necessarily bad, but it is.
It's a what the heck?
It's
it's a WTF moment.
No, I'm trying to think. It's it messes with the reality of the situation. Like, it's an unbelievable change. Not that it's bad. It probably would have been good, but they went about it wrong. Because he can't get in there. Like you said.
It looks like he's waiting for a Jawa to...
And if he couldn't have possibly got in there,
it looks
then
more like he's waiting for some crazy stalker van to go by. That way he can get back out and go about his business.
Next change.
Okay, next change is Mos Eisley. When it went from a barely populated area to creatures, people, droids.
Brilliant. I don't care.
See, that's that would be a good thing.
I like it. Yeah. I like the fact that there's lizards and robots and people and Jawas and stuff in the background.
Instead of, like, three random guys.
I was about to say.
Huge spaceport.
The one slight bad thing was probably when they had that creature go in front of the camera.
No, because it should be... They say this is Mos Eisley Spaceport.
Yeah.
A spaceport. There's not supposed to be like 30-plus people in
that space. Not to mention
this
fact...
This is like the biggest populated settlement on Tatooine. Yeah.
Like, if you ever...
It is a wretched hive of scum and villainy.
If you ever take a plane ride somewhere and you have to stop at the Atlanta airport...
Which,
like,
I have.
There's people everywhere. Like, it's hard to even move around, so... Yeah, I think
I was about to say, here's an easier one. You happen to go downtown, your car breaks. Well, you still got to get somewhere. Public transportation happens to drive by, and you decide to hop on the bus.
And that bus is packed.
You end up at the bus station.
And that
bus you ever been in the bus station? I have. I've been at the bus station at 6 a.m. selling I could go to fucking ICC for college because I didn't have a car. Yeah,
and
at 6 a.m., that bitch is packed.
And when I wasn't able to drive for a couple of years getting back and forth to East Peoria, there was a shit ton of people
at
the bus station.
Okay.
And on the buses.
So imagine that, only it's an actual living city.
Next change.
Yeah.
With spaceships.
Yeah.
Okay, next one is the Han and Greedo thing.
Han and Greedo?
The shootout, Han shot first, whatever.
I think this is bad, because, first off, the scene is taken from The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly.
Yeah.
When you're supposed to shoot, don't talk, shoot. So, Greedo is fucking sitting there like, bam, 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 Skywalker, and he, what else, got Han Solo. And he's like, yep, keep talking, and he clicks that thing, and he takes the gun out, and he puts it on his lap, and the whole time he's kicking back, looking all pimp and shit, and he's like, I don't give a fuck what you gotta say, bam! And then Greedo...
He shot first?
Greedo doesn't shoot at all.
Yeah.
It's not a first or second. He's dead. He falls on the table. Boom! Dead as shit. And he's like, I'm sorry about that mess, but he was talking bullshit, so I wasted him. And flips a coin. In the new one,
In the update.
They shoot at the exact same time.
And Han's head and just Han moves.
And Han dodges the blast by moving his head slightly to the right. Pew! Bam! Yeah. And he shoots that guy dead.
Yeah.
Not to mention
terrible
the fact.
Change.
Yeah.
So wait, they kept terrible the Blu-ray change in this one?
No, we're just talking changes that have happened over the years. Yeah. And whether it made the movies truly better or truly worse, we'll figure out at the end. I'm keeping score
honestly,
of how many negative and good changes. Yeah.
This was a terrible one.
Yeah.
Yes.
For me, it was terrible.
And for the reason,
just
especially because you could literally tell his head got photoshopped slightly. He's like,
well, I don't think it's just that.
No,
he's
that
hardcore that he could dodge a laser. They're sitting at this table.
Yeah.
And I've got my
table
gun
that
on
you
top
broke.
Of the table.
Yeah.
Which means that
it's even closer than point
blank. It's even closer to you than your gun is to me. And you can't exactly guaranteedly aim the way I can because your hand is under the table. Now I fire and miss your face.
Because I went,
because you moved your head to the right.
Slightly.
Apparently.
Slightly.
Apparently
just enough.
Your head listed lazily to the right.
Not lazily. It was faster than the speed of light.
Yeah,
I
know. I
fired the gun and you dodged after the fact.
No, I know. That's the joke.
My head
but
moved
anyway.
3 centimeters to the right and dodged laser bolt.
Yeah, and then shot me dead.
Because I am Pimp.
And
what I was about to say.
I am Han motherfucking Solo.
Before that, there was another one. Before that one was done, there was another one in the DVDs where when he shot, he misses completely and shoots the wall up towards the left of the top, like of the top of the wall. So he misses so hardcore bad that he looks like he must have been blind.
He must have been a stormtrooper.
Yeah.
Aim.
So this was a terrible change.
Well, that not to mention the fact then that, you know, because you just think, you know, Han's just another, you know, douchebag, scumbag type character who's just, you know, I'm just here to go and get me a quick fast buck so I can go back to doing whatever the hell I feel like doing.
That's what
he said.
No, so
he could go and pay Jabba the Hutt.
Well, yeah, but you know what
cargo.
I mean, though. It's essentially, it's one of those.
That's the biggest problem with this is that they said that George Lucas tried to make this okay by saying, well, I didn't want it to seem that he was completely this
evil,
heartless monster, but to be fair,
he was
supposed to
monster.
Have grown up in this world where he needs to be that kind of person. Like, you are looking at a like, okay, Star Wars, even though it is a giant intergalactic empire, it still is kind of like the Wild West in some of these areas. Yeah. And if you're not willing to shoot first, doesn't
you're
matter
dead.
If you're a hero or a fucking villain, you're dead.
So kind of like what happened with the one guy that was talking to Luke at the bar.
The fact that he gets redeemed at the end of the movie and then goes on to become a true hero by the third movie is important. It shows the development of a character. He starts at one place. He's a piece of shit looking for money that won't hesitate to shoot your ass dead at the dinner table.
Then you get to the third movie, where he's worried about every
single person. These bees are undercooked!
And then the third movie, he's no longer worried about himself.
He's a fucking general.
It goes even further beyond that. He takes a suicide mission to get rid of a friggin' shield that's stopping them from attacking a Death Star that's not his shit.
Yeah. He doesn't care about that. The only reason he cares about it is because now he's become friends with these people and actually gives a shit.
No, he does give a shit. That's why it's such an important change. At the start of the movie, he got his money and he literally says, look, I ain't in this. He says, I ain't in this for you, for your revolution, and I'm not in it for you. I expect to be well paid. That's important to his character design that later on in the sixth movie, he literally says, well, because they start telling about this mission. It's basically suicide. They're like, you're going to go down with a tiny strike force, and you're going to disable this shield. And Leia leans over and says, what idiot did they find to do that? He kind of looks over like, oh, shit.
He's like,
guess I changed.
Hey, about that.
Yeah.
Hi, I'm the leader of the strike force of suicide.
That is so important to the development of the character. What's your next change?
Okay, next change? The Jabba scene in Mos Eisley with Han.
I love it.
You know,
it was originally just a deleted scene, though.
Yes. The fact that it was originally, that's not like a modification.
And they just had
changed. That was in the original script.
Well,
it happens in the book.
Yeah, and Jabba the Hutt wasn't actually the fat slug-like monster. It was just some fat
guy.
Right, it was a fat guy.
Yeah, it was a fat crime lord guy.
And I like...
Which, I kind of almost like the fat crime lord guy.
No, I think I like Jabba too much because of the third movie.
Well, I'm just saying, after seeing Jabba and stuff, I was like, you know, I'm kind of glad they went with that. Because I really couldn't see fat, or kind of fat guy, sitting up on a podium, being all like, dance for me, bitch. Oh, I don't like you. Rancor pit.
I love the whole concept of Jabba, and the fact that they put him in the first movie, it even instills the darkness of the world that Han lives in even more.
On top of that, with this scene,
it also
initially, before they did the special editions, Han walked behind Jabba.
Yeah.
And
this one,
it was just like normal. In the special editions, when he walks behind Jabba, he actually steps on Jabba's tail.
Yeah.
Jabba's like, "Murr!"
I love that scene.
That was cool.
And I think that scene is brilliant.
Also with the scene, we get the first image of, I think it's
Boba Fett.
Yeah.
Yeah, because Boba Fett's
in
there.
That shot.
Yeah, at the end. Mm-hmm. So,
I think it's a positive change.
Yeah, I like it. So,
what's next?
Next. Oh, in the Death Star, when Han turns the corner and sees more stormtroopers instead of a wall.
Yeah.
Well, it used to be he turned the corner and there were like three guys standing there.
Yeah, there's like...
there was a wall.
And they turn... Yeah, there's like three guys and they turn around and see him and he's like, oh, shit. And then he runs.
Instead, this is more of a... Oh, shit!
Everywhere. Oh, I actually prefer this. Okay, first off, they're on a space station, a... quote-unquote Death Star. It's supposed to be as big as a moon, and there's only like four stormtroopers down the hallway. Like,
yeah,
what the fuck is that?
Only
like,
four
guys. I support this change because when he turns the corner, and there's an entire room, like a legion of guys that are getting ready to, you don't know what they're doing. Like, there could
be
an actual
orders and stuff.
They could be in there. They could be in there getting ready to do a training exercise or go somewhere.
Or it could have just been roll call time.
Yeah, there could be something, some reason. And because he turns, because they're not exactly staring at him either. When he turns the corner and these guys that were running from him, when all these other stormtroopers turn around and see him, and he's like, "Oh shit! There's a legitimate reason to GTFO now."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Instead of
three guys.
There's now four guys. Uh-oh.
And
it's a little comical, but...
is definitely a plus.
Yeah,
but
Star Wars is
also one of those things that, for as serious as it is, Star Wars is a family movie, and there are funny parts to it, so this is not out of place either.
No. And it's a lot better of a punchline than three extra guys.
Yeah, like, why did he turn and run from that when they... I would turn and run from the room I just saw.
It's like, oh, that's an entire, you know, company of stormtroopers.
Right.
I think we need to get out of here. Oh, no. One of the stormtroopers looks over and he's just like, what are you doing in a hangar bay? Get out of here. Get out of here. Oh, God.
Next change.
Damn it, Game Grumps has ruined me.
Yeah, I know.
Damn you, Danny.
The
lightsabers
in the duel, they looked better.
Yeah, they
were
remastered.
They were remastered.
Yeah.
I mean, the old lightsabers are kind of cool
they were kind of faded and...
But having them kind of pop a little bit more, that really
helped. I don't mind the redistinguished.
Mm-mm.
And I also, if I remember right, they also helped that really tragic scene where he first turned the lightsaber on. It was like... Bow! And the film just jumped and he had a fucking lightsaber and he was swinging it around. I want to say they helped that scene a lot.
Yeah. And I think each of the original movies only had, I think, maybe like one lightsaber duel.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And all the newer ones had multiples.
Episode 4 had the duel between
Darth and
Obi-Wan and Vader, and then it was Luke and Vader, and then it was
Luke and Vader. And kind of Emperor at the...
No, Emperor never whipped out a lightsaber.
Well,
he shot lightning.
Involved, but...
All he did was shoot
What's
lightning.
Next?
Okay.
Ultimate power!
That's
good!
So,
not good!
Rebels approaching the Death Star.
Yeah, they actually
X-wings.
Showed more.
Yeah.
Instead of like one squad.
No, it wasn't that they showed more. It's the same amount.
Is it?
Yeah, but what they did with that scene, if I remember right,
more
is
digitized.
It's digital. You can actually see the pilots move their heads inside of there. It's not just like
I just don't remember seeing that many.
Originally,
it's
they
been
filmed.
A while since I saw
originally, they filmed three models, and then they just redistributed the models in the shot.
Yeah. Those Y-wings are kind of close to that X-wing, though.
Yeah, I do remember previously it didn't look.
Especially
like
that when
many.
That X-wing decides
the
to pop its S-foils into
whole,
attack position.
I think that
oh,
whole thing
shit.
Is now the whole thing is now a CGI scene. The planet and everything, because the original
it
scene,
a lot better.
The original scene, you could tell that the models that were cut out, there was like a box that was moving across space. You could see that in the original cut. I think that it's actually a major plus that this battle got a redesign.
This is a lot better.
I still would never want to fly a Y-wing.
That close
ever.
To us?
No, just period. I mean, yeah, they're slightly more armor-plated and have better shields than an X-wing. They fly like a turd.
Okay.
Because they're
you're
a bomber.
In space, to be fair.
It doesn't matter. They fly like a turd.
Everything flies like a turd.
No, the X-wings zip around like a mother, and have you not watched the TIE Interceptors? Those things are beasts.
Nothing in
they make
space.
They make a U-turn on a dime in space somehow. I don't know.
Everything does for some reason.
Okay, the next one, I think is the last one. And then
oh, the Death Star explosion?
The Death Star
they
explosion.
They added
the ring.
The
ripple ring.
So.
Instead of just a boom.
Which, the weird thing is, the ripple ring comes out the top and bottom instead of how you would think it would explode because of the way the Death Star is designed. It's got that trench around the kind of the equator-esque looking thing to it. And so it just blows out the top and bottom. It's like, oh no!
Yeah. And that was the last one. For
what
the
do you guys
millions
think?
Of poor stormtroopers died.
So what are you guys thinking with that explosion?
It made it look cooler.
Yeah, it did look cooler. I mean, it just kind of added a little bit of the later on Michael Bay effect.
The ripple should have come out the sides, though. Because it just kind of looks weird, especially because the reactor core wouldn't have blown up and down. It would have blown outwards.
Now, I also noticed that after you doing this, for some reason you left out the fact that he meets Biggs.
That wasn't one of the deleted scenes.
But it's in the Blu-ray when you just watch it normally.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
It,
they did put it in.
And the special edition.
He walks right over and shakes his hand and talks about
he's
it.
He's like,
you know,
Biggs!
That was before they went to launch the attack on the Death Star.
Because that was
Biggs
added,
died.
Which gave him,
that's,
some,
that's
it gave
why,
him some family history.
Yeah,
a
and
little bit,
that's though. Why Luke was all, like, distraught and pissed off during the Death Star attack run.
Because
Biggs
knew.
Died. And it's like, fuck!
No,
that's my buddy!
I think Biggs lives because Biggs
no,
gets
Biggs
shot
died.
And says, you can't do any good back
that's
there.
That's Wedge. Wedge gets
you sure
hit.
Biggs dies?
Biggs dies. Because it was Biggs and Wedge flying wingman for Luke. Biggs dies, Wedge gets hit in one of his engines, and he has to pull out. Because there was three X-Wings in the Trenchron. This is one of my favorite parts of the movie. Because I had actually read the books afterwards, and anytime I rewatch it, I was like, no, Biggs, no! Why?
Because I remember it.
Because Biggs actually has a cool story to him.
Yeah, Biggs was like in the I think deleted like opening scene that was written down
at the very beginning when the first fight happens in space. Luke is watching it through binoculars, and he goes to the Tashi station
and he wonders if
and talks to Biggs. Yeah. And Biggs tells him that he's joining the rebellion, and he's like, "How are you doing that? Because you don't just walk up and join the rebellion." I mean,
well,
there's
the
not
funny
just,
thing is,
there's not just a guy sitting out in Mos Eisley
well,
with a fucking sign.
The thing is, they were both supposed to be going to the Imperial Academy. Biggs had actually, if I remember right, I think Biggs had already left and he was home on leave.
Yeah, but he wasn't
and
actually
then,
going. He was going to the Rebels.
Well, he decided to switch sides because he saw what
they,
the Empire
they'd
was
always
like.
Meant to.
Oh, yeah.
Luke even says, I hate the Empire, but for some reason he wants to put his application into the academy.
That way he can get the flight experience, because just because you can bullseye womp rats in a T-16 Skyhopper doesn't mean you can fly a Tie Interceptor.
Well.
And I think that's it for Star Wars.
So if you want to add, Biggs.
Yeah.
Biggs died.
Yeah.
Oh. Episode 4, for all the people that are going to hate this remark, is better for the changes added. We have two negatives. Everything else we just said is better for the changes added.
It really is.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.